Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Well, first of all, welcome. I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome. I want to give you my quote of the day. I realize that Tina Turner talks about what has love got to do with it, but I was a fan of Dr. Ashley Montague, an anthropologist, who said that love can heal broken bones. So, you know, when we distinguish something, when we examine it, we get to give it a different meaning. So aging, degeneration, like all the images and all the people who said to you, they're going to die, you know, they're going to die, something's killing them, right? This whole language of death. As I speak to you today, along with Kai Cole. Hey, Kai, great being with you.
Likewise, Glenn, always.
As I join you today, I'm working on a film. And Kai, this whole film really has to do with revisioning. And aging has to do with revisioning, the way we see aging. So on last week's program, I was just really touched to have Dr. Norm Shilley, neurosurgeon. He's a family member. I talked to Norm during what I call my relational tsunami, when I felt I literally died. And Norm was there. And through these years, not just being a doctor, but he's a new breed of physician. He really actually practices and explores and asks questions. He doesn't live in the same answers. He really lives in this miraculous world, which is a course I put together for Norm called Living in the Miraculous. So here we are today. Kai, you have two people. We got GP Walsh with us today, Master Heart Institute. I know GP's in the house. And your other friend, which I know you could say his name much better than me, but I wanted to open up the program talking about growing young. It's a course I want to teach with Norm. As far as I know, and Norm will correct me if I'm incorrect. So as far as I know, in terms of biological using, Kai, our chronological age reflects a very limited experience of really our age, really it's our ability to move, to have a life of wonder, to have more mobility, to be alive in a way that's way beyond our chronological age. Or as Paul Bragg said to me when I met him, he said that, you know, dying's a bad habit, don't get into it. He told me all his critics are underneath him now. And that while we're alive, we don't really want to live by a dead thinking. But in recent years, they talked about telomeres, that the length of the cells, and you could change that to telomeres. These are markers of true biological aging, and also in the mitochondria. So I was so inspired, Kai, to do a course with Norm on growing young at all levels, a vision, clearing out the grave and images of death and dying, and really what is it that allows, sets us up for ongoing spontaneous healing as well as using as a way of life. So, well, first of all, welcome Norm, welcome. It's great having you here. You're manifesting the, I guess, one of the significant promises, which is eternal life, but at the same time, changing the image of the images of youthing and aging. And I want to grow my telomeres young with you, along with our special group of people, because it seems like a worthy thing to do. Nora, I know you said you took no medications at 85 years young, and you're physically mobile, and I'm just thinking, I like to have that experience in life with a whole bunch of people, because I miss people when they get inflamed. I miss people when they have to give up movement. I miss people that we don't stay in the tree of life together. We kind of die by old graven knowledge. So I'm inspired. What have you discovered about growing young that touches you the most and that you've witnessed? I know you've witnessed a ton of healings, natural healings. You've done many, many exorcisms. You've helped people exorcise out demons, thought viruses, physical obstructions, energetic obstructions. What moves you today about this idea of growing young and what you've discovered about youngness, blissness, and living at a whole new level you never considered possible?
Well, I'm actually working on my fourth project right now for regrowing telomeres. The first three were all a success. I have 50 people who have averaged regrowing telomeres 3.5% every year instead of shrinking 1% every year. This can be done by electrical stimulation with human DNA frequency of three circuits in the body, that is fire, earth, and crystal. But that takes an hour a day. Secondly, it can be done with a mattress in which those same frequencies are coming out to the body as a whole. It does take an hour a day, but you can have it on a timer and do it while you're sleeping. And third, if you spend 1.5 minutes a day, you can activate those same three circuits, fire, earth, and crystal, by applying the respective bliss oils, which each one of them takes 30 seconds. And so we've demonstrated that unequivocally, average regrowth of 3.5% a year. Right now, within a week, hopefully I'll have at least the first person on my latest experiment, which is to be exposed just while you're sleeping all night to our Sapphire Enhanced Scalar. We have demonstrated so far that it markedly reduces inflammation, free radicals, adrenal medullin, stress in every conceivable way. And now I'm the first one of 12 to do just a follow-up in 3 months instead of a year, because if it works in 3 months, I should have regrown about 1%, and I believe I will.
What would that mean if we had a dinner party, which we are? What are the practical, like, for instance, the fact your telomeres are longer, what does that mean in terms of your mobility, your mental clarity, your brain, your organs? Like, how would you transfer that to people in terms of what they might notice when they shift
healthy,
their telomeres?
Like, healthier and longer life. The telomeres are responsible for how long you live. The average person, if they have good health habits, and most people don't, will have telomeres that will shrink. Well, the average person in this country lives only 78 years. And that 78 years is a shrinkage of a minimum of 22 because of human misbehavior. That human misbehavior is junk food, inactivity, smoking, and just plain old fat.
What's your comment, Kai?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I wanted to see what bubbled in Kai when you said that, because Kai is, you know, she goes to the gym. She's growing young in different ways. I'm just curious. When you hear this, Kai, how does it strike you that really, so a lot of people really die by default their unconsciousness, and they just kind of, don't know they have a choice in the matter.
Yes, I love when you share your one of your favorite quotes from Deepak, which is people are getting old and dying because simply they see other people getting old and dying. And these are our unconscious programs that are taking over our lives and literally ending them. What I've done, which I'm very happy to introduce, both G.P. Walsh and Orya Pollack, who have made profound progress in understanding their bodies, their minds, and helping others in the process. So I would love to defer to them to hear their opinions, their rituals, and their outlook on this subject.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. G.P., please.
Well,
welcome.
I'm 66. Hi, everybody. So good to be here. And I haven't eaten meat in 25 years. I gave up processed foods, back in the 80s. And nobody would think that I was 65 years old. And I'm at the gym all the time. But it is a matter of choices, right? I mean, it's a matter of of how you of deciding how you want to live, but it's also being made aware of those choices, right? I mean, we have to realize that there is a choice. And Dr. Seeley, I would love to be a part of that experiment with those electrical things you're working
on. You're a smart guy.
If you want a test subject, I am down with you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. We've got just 12 people in this particular study and won't offer it to anyone else until we finish the year because it's a very expensive study. Each person costs me about $2,000 to do the study. And yet it's worth it because if we prove what I expect to prove, it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the kind of information, and coming from people with your kind of authority, I mean, it carries a weight. I mean, it carries an enormous weight that we can see. This stuff really works. We really are killing ourselves. We are just making really stupid choices about what we eat and what we put in our body and how we move it. And it's not that hard to change. You know what? It feels better and it tastes better.
Well, you know, the interesting thing to me is, and I grew up with this belief, if I know it's unhealthy, I'm not interested. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have anybody beating me to make the change. Smoking is unhealthy. Why would I smoke? Being fat is unhealthy. Why would I be obese? Being inactive is unhealthy. Why would I sit all day?
Well, you grew up in the Midwest. What you just described is a way of life. I just didn't even think in those terms. You know, convenient rather than healthy. That was kind of a watchword. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it does seem that a lot of people don't learn, Norm and, you know, DP, that there's not really... See, I met my teacher. I met Paul Bragg when I was like 19. And he said to me, I went up to his hotel room, and he had saved Jack LaLanne's life. As a matter of fact, the last thing that Jack LaLanne said to me, we became good friends, he said that dying would be bad for his reputation. I'm here 7 years later to tell you it's true. He told me when he died, it would be bad for his reputation, and it turned out to be so. That was a psychic prediction before he passed away. Mm. But, you know, the graven image of dying is kind of what we live from. Like, it's really a major shift in ourselves and in our vision. You know, like my book, Divorce the Patterns on Each Other, divorce is kind of like dying. It's deferring to a death rather than deepening the love or deepening the energy of the couple. So I do find this idea of death and kind of how it impacts us in terms of the healing process itself. In other words, if we know we're living to 120 or we're living out of a conscious of usefulness or using, that to me is such a different change because I remember when I was in high school, my father was taking a lot of medication and he pretty much went to bed. It seemed like he hadn't learned how to embody the work of Dr. Wilhelm Reich, who was his hero, but felt it was too difficult to find someone to help him. And he pretty much died. It almost seemed like one day he was in life, which he didn't really enjoy. And I realized that I was really curious. When I met Bragg, and Bragg said to me that dying is a bad habit, not to get into it, that chronological age is a misnomer, that really it's your biological age. It kind of shifted the way I saw. And then I realized a lot of chronologically young people, they kind of almost, especially now in the digital age, where they you mentioned movement. And the wonder of movement is something that people kind of watch in others rather than kind of live from and breathe and move from, which is, you know, an interesting phenomenon if you look at it. So I'd love to get with Tipsy away right now in Jordan, our wonderful traveler. She's in Jordan, learning about the Dead Sea minerals and purification. We're going to be doing it. She's been traveling the world. We're going to talk about rejuvenation secrets from around the world, healing secrets, things that you want to learn from different cultures. What resonates? How your body is impacted by that? Norm, have you found you have a culture there when people come see you from around the world? You have a culture where you teach people
I think you said on the other show that 80% of what also hurts people, they have no ability to regulate their negative stress response, as an example. What do you feel people learn attitudinally from growing younger? Like, how does it alter them in terms of their relationships, their sense of possibility? Like, how does it alter someone when they can know they could grow younger? They don't have to live with chronic or acute pain.
Hello?
Norm?
Oh.
Yeah.
Somehow I suddenly lost you.
Okay.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. To me, the primary mm-hmm. reason that
yeah.
people have crummy habits is from the parents. I
mm-hmm.
believe that conservatively, and I'm being conservatively, 90% of parents are not good enough to have kids. They are not prepared to have kids. They don't think about it. They're sloppy in their habits. Look, only 2.7% of Americans have the essential habits. That means that 97.3% of Americans are sloppy, stupid, ignorant, misbehaving. I don't know how strong to say it.
You just did.
And obviously, if they're that stupid about themselves, they're too stupid to have kids.
You altered life of millions of potential parents. I'm talking to Dr. Norm Shealy. Pat Cole's with us. And what's the name of our third contributor from Israel Live today? Is he in the house? We'll continue with Vibrant Living.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Pat. We'll continue. Your life's precious. Make it precious. Right now, you could shift. Right now, you could begin a new life.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to the Vibrant Living Network, I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Ty Cole, exploring the whole aspect of aging, growing young today, how we could inhabit the mansions. And we have these mansions, but we live in one room, right? How to inhabit. Ty, I want to get your voice, your what's moving you as we listen to Norm, who's a new breed of physician. You know, the physician I went to, the first physician I went to, he prescribed medications that kept me up all night. So I realized it took me a long time to realize there's a different physician, someone who lives and emanates his practice in a different way. So here we are listening to Norm, and 85 years young, he's on no medications, and he's moving and breathing and beginning a new life. How does it impact you that when Norm said that 97% of people, more, aren't really fit to become a parent? How does that impact you?
I think that is quite profound, and it sounds like the perfect segue to talk to Oria, who is a parent and who is going to be a parent in another way very soon. But, Oria, I'd love to ask you the habits that you've seen in people. You've dealt with so many and healed, helped to heal so many, and you're also living in the capital of medical intuition and herbal innovation. How do these things resound with you?
Well, welcome. What resounds with me is common sense.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I have a twin brother. I do know I'm not the only one in the world, so that's a good start. I'm glad to be here.
I guess Arya likes your message. He likes your message. Go ahead, Arya.
Good. He can remind me of that. Well, I've been listening. Can you guys hear me well?
Yes.
If you could speak up a little bit. Okay. Maybe just a little bit. I feel like you could just speak up a little bit. It'd be fun to get your voice a little more amplified, but yes.
Good. Just give me feedback.
Okay.
I'm over here from Israel. I moved here
yes.
about a year ago. No, about 6 months ago. I made the decision a year ago after spending 23 years in the United States. And I know a lot about what you're speaking about the 97th percentile experientially. And I'm also very interested in what you said about the parents, about so much of our patterning come from our parents. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where to start except that I have some really, really bad news because it's true. It really is true. Like the way we grow up, the way whatever we are exposed to, at least from 0 to 7, is really becomes the foundation of our lives, and which literally means what I have seen firsthand. And I am 38 years old, and I have seen a lot of damage and destruction, and I've been looking at that pattern because I saw it in Israel. Because my parents, the household I was growing in, it was a religious household, but they were also addicted to substances such as heroin and other things.
Wow.
And
yeah, that,
I thought I was going to run away.
Any religion that I know.
Well,
no,
Norm
just made a comment. Let's hear Norm's comment. What did you say, Norm?
I said being addicted to heroin does not go with any religion. To say they're religious is, I think, a mistake. I don't care how religious they claim to be, but that's beyond any known religion.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's where I come in. I ran away. I went all the way to America. I was saved, right? Like my mom said to me, go to America. You have a biological dad that's living there. He's not on drugs. He's a good guy. Go live with him. And I went all the way, and I spent 23 years in America to find that essentially, that 97% that you are talking about are religious junkies. And what they are addicted to is avoiding the pain and avoiding the regret of not fulfilling their inherent dream, the thing that they came up with. So even though I thought I was running away from religiousness and from drug abuse, I went all the way to America to come all the way full circle, being deeply ingrained in a society that is addicted to sugar, that is addicted to TV, which is mind-numbing, that is addicted to substances, that is addicted to anything that would, God forbid, actually allow them to remember that we have a purpose here. And we each came with something to, like you said, we come from our parents' parenting. We come from a specific background, which is really pushing us to say, hey, you remember who you are. And that person and that spirit comes from a deeper, much higher collective place. So even though I ran away and I thought I was coming to the promised land, I found that money became the new religion, and pharmaceuticals became the new heroin. And I totally, totally got to understand that the household I was growing up in, which seemed so negative, like they were junkies, they were injecting drugs, and they were also writing protection documents and mezuzah and these like scrolls. And it was really conflicting. And I thought, how can that be? And I learned that at the end of the day, when I was all the way in Los Angeles working with the same people who were on the documentary, The Secret, and they were at the pinnacle at the evolutionary New Age world, it was still, so much of it was about how big is your mailing list. I realized that I ran away from nothing. This is all the same crux of a problem.
Yeah.
My parents were nothing short of just spiritual human beings who went on journeys without any guidance or permission to explore. And when you don't have bright guidance, when you don't have permission to explore, things start to go really haywire with shame and guilt. And there goes that cycle of shame and missing the opportunity to remember who you are. And if you don't remember who you are, if you don't allow that call, if you don't really listen to life and allow it to guide you, which most people don't, which is totally understood because we don't have permission to, then it doesn't matter if you're vegan, it doesn't matter what you do, you will get sick and you will die and you will suffer. And I have a 90-year-old grandmother who smokes like cigarettes every day and eats nothing but meat and fat and coffee and never eats a vegetable, who is healthy, who is strong, who is absolutely magnificent, but she's in the garden all day long. She has her hand in the ground and she survived the Holocaust. She was able to find the magic of her mind. She was able to create new meaning and new practices of gratitude and appreciation for her life, that she's stronger than anybody else I know. So I've come to realize that what really is necessary in this life is to listen and to pay attention to the dreams that we have and the daydreams, and to pay attention to what it is that we really want to contribute with and experience and give. And it can take 40 years, 50 years, it can take a lifetime to just surrendering to what it is that we really are here to experience. And then it is no problem. Then you can live to 120, you can probably, in our lifetime, with the biomechanics that and the advances in technology we have, we can live, like you said, really, forever. The crux, the nexus of the challenge, which is also the solution, is consciousness itself. It's an addiction. Sugar is an addiction. Eating, all of it is an addiction, and with a specific goal to numb that feeling of I am not answering the call. I am not doing what I'm supposed to do. So we can't blame anyone. And we can't really, really do anything but take that walk every day for 5 minutes and ask yourself, what is it that you really, truly want to experience in this life? And then we are growing younger. We truly are growing younger. We live in reverse now. We start with the dark night of the soul moment in our first third or first half of our life. And those of us who brave the storm, who realize that we are connected to a much larger matrix of divinity, it's when we get to actually live our second or third or whatever it is part of our lives in Eden, in paradise, in a place where we actually send useful data back to the cloud of life. We send useful information back to the intelligence, which is life itself, and that can take some time. And I'm really grateful to be on part of a panel that is focused on growing younger, because it really is done
Thank you.
In the reverse way.
I just
I need to mention Regula. Regula is one of our wonderful Vibrant Living family. They make an alive food-based product. Matter of fact, at 1 hour, integrity and real food supplements. So check out Regula for energy, for your immune system, for vitality. And that's R-E-G-U-L-A-T, Regula. And we're going to follow up in a couple of weeks with Bill Harper, who's been with us before. You know, I wanted to mention this film I'm working on because it's called The Announcement. And the announcement came to me. I was in very good touch with Norm during this time, right when he was developing these wonderful, and I'm going to review these, and we're going to talk more about these bliss formulas, because I was looking for the time when I had my, what I call my relational tsunami, and I felt like I died. I went through a very intense heartbreak syndrome, which no one said to me. I had to kind of discover this from the inside out. And getting back to parenting, I realized that relationship tsunamis were normal. People didn't put the kind of love in their relationship that Dr. Ashkenazi you talked about, where he said that love could heal broken bones. And I found myself, you know, like departed. I really felt like I really lost the energy and love, this connection with my partner. And over a year and a half, I began to have this imagery come to me at night. I called it soul seeing. And I had this imagery of a film, which I call The Announcement. And The Announcement is really the revisioning of what happened. And then I just had all these people had come in my life and allowed me to revision and see something. And so I love this idea that we can see something again that shapes us from the inside out and that gives us this new life. And that it's, you know, it's going from dead thinking to alive thinking. GP, did you want to comment on anything? And before we go to break, and I also want to send my love to Kimchi, who's in Jordan, and she'll be joining us again next week. Our resident empath, resopath, and vibrant travel journalist internationally. GP, did you want to make a comment before we take a moment?
Well, I love the idea of that you just brought up about revisioning, because our entire experience is formed by our perceptions. That's all there is. If you realize that your entire experience is a projection of your own projections as to what you believe to be true, you realize that you're in your own prison and you're the jail keeper, and the way to get out is very, very simple. But it does require some courage. It requires curiosity. I think it's what Dr. Sheeta was pointing out. People are just kind of intellectually lazy. They're not curious. We just kind of get this stuff from. I mean, I grew up in the 50s. You know, my parents were about as normal middle American people as you could get. But as I watched the world change, I became more and more curious about how things were, and I became more and more questioning of my own perceptions and my own beliefs. And little by little, I began to fall away, and I became freer and freer and freer. I mean, the key is in our own hands. The mission of consciousness is to wake up to that and to share it. The idea that, you know, somebody's going to come, you know, aliens are going to come, or some savior's going to come, or you know, politics is going to save us or something, it's just nonsense. It's all in our own hands, and we're the ones that are creating this whole structure, and we're creating it simply by what we believe about ourselves and others. Yeah, if you believe you're going to live to 120, guess what? You're going to live to 120. There are no rules. There are no limits. I mean, it sounds like a very extreme thing to say, but it's really true. We have created our own limits. We've created our own boundaries, and then we're complaining about the lack of enthusiasm and the lack of opportunity. It's like it's all you. It's a very disorienting thing to come to realize. And it can be a bit troubling because it makes us totally responsible for all our choices, all of our thoughts, and we become very vigilant as to what I allow into my allow in as truth, and what I share with others. And I had that wonderful experience. I mean, my youngest is 42, and you know, having been a parent who started out quite blind, and learned both from them and also from the examples of others, like. You know, they're both extremely well adjusted, spiritually inclined, very smart, very sure of themselves. I wasn't in the slightest. So you can turn it around. but it takes effort, it takes consciousness. I mean, I just remember seeing the effect, the things that were just normal to me. I saw the effect of my own children. I said, what the hell? And this is crazy. This has got to stop. And I just realized the behaviors I was doing that was created it, and I would change it, and voila, they would change. And I was like, look at that. And I became increasingly aware of just all this stuff that had been passed down to me from generations. And we just live in a really wonderful time, folks. We live in a time where there's so much available to us now to allow us to be able to see it. There's so much available. There's so much support for us to make these kinds of transitions. We don't have to do it anymore. We're not the isolated characters. You know? We're not the Barbara Knox Mark Hubbards. Yeah?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I thought maybe it was break time. Yeah. But,
I just wanted to mention we're going to start this group. I'm going to talk to Norma about being part of it. I wanted to start a growing young club with momentum and imagery and leading into our Vibrant Living Summit coming at the end of September. Because there's something pretty magical when people start to pay attention in a different way. And I heard you mention, Ari, that I think the documentary called The Bad Secret. And I think what was limited about that movie or the documentary was that it was very polarized on one thing. It missed another whole dimension. But it's interesting you mention it because it is interesting what we grab onto in terms of how we have this journey. And I think sometimes we've been so conditioned to have it one way, have it show up one way, or, you know, obviously on the material level. And I think that a lot of us haven't learned trust and congruence, which I think Dr. Norm spent about $1 million studying the impact of congruence on our life. So congruence, being integral, like that it shows up. Some people can meditate and feel the liver, but they have no idea to treat the person sitting next to them. It seems like we learn systems that are incomplete, non-relational systems. So when I discovered from the inside out a relational system, it shifted my whole life. Kai, I wanted you just... I love hearing your voice and having you. You're like the barometer of consciousness during the show. I just wanted to touch base with you and see what was speaking to you. Oh, I mean, I'll be able to do that when we take this brief pause to breathe and exhale and let a new vision come in. Each moment we exhale, we allow a new awareness, right? Too many people are hyperventilating. Exhale, your life's precious. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Kai Cole for the Vibrant Living Network. We'll be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Kai Cole, the Vibrant Living Network. And by the way, you have a vibrant message in you, and it gets amplified when you're on other people who are willing to participate and engage that message. You can join the Vibrant Living Network and become a speaker and learn how to touch and listen at a level that invokes new creativity and awarenesses
And that's what happens when we dive deep together. Kai, I just wanted to see how, I know you energetically monitor the show. I wanted to see what was happening when you're monitoring things on the program today, on this journey we're having now.
Yes, I have a lot of reverence for the messages that have been shared. And, of course, I'd love to honor Kim Chi, who is in Jordan this week. You can visit her work at rezopathy.com. Of course, our probiotic wonderful partners at Regulat, R-E-G-U-L-A-A-T.com. And, of course, Oria, who is at beingcommunity.com. But GP and Dr. Shealy, I would love to move the conversation forward to talk about, you know, and hone in on that resolution. We brought up a lot of emotional, I'd like to call frayed wires, you know, the sloppiness, the nasty habits that people have. Where can we begin to find resolution within ourselves so that we can spread this message to everyone that's listening?
Norm? Can I answer that?
Yeah, please.
It is the simplest, cleanest thing that people could do is plain old autogenic training. There are 22,000 scientific references on the benefits of autogenic training. It is very simple. It takes 18 minutes, preferably twice a day for 3 months. And once you've done that, you can bring your entire nervous system into what I would call normal baseline, and it's well worth the time and effort. It can help you break all of your bad habits. It can restore your, well, your sanity.
Now, people hadn't heard the term autogenic, you know, that autogenic training before. How would you describe it? Is it progressive muscle relaxation, awareness, meditation? How would you describe it? Have you had to use another language in describing it, Mark?
Well, I call it the ultimate self-regulation. We got introduced to it in the early 70s because Elmer Greenspan's biofeedback actually based his use of temperature biofeedback upon autogenic training. In fact, he initially called it autogenic feedback. At any rate, it was introduced in 1912. By a German psychiatrist, Johann H. Schultz. Basically, it consists of six phrases that you repeat very slowly with deep, deep insight. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. Each of those phrases you repeat at least 20 times, coordinating it with in and out slow breathing. And what it really does is get rid of the stress response. It is the antidote to stress.
Pretty profound. How many people have you put through? I know you told me about a German woman. You told me about a story. She came to you. I believe she was diagnosed at a pretty advanced stage of cancer. You told me for her, forgiveness had changed her body and really she had recovered.
Yes. Well, interestingly, yes, this was in 1974. This woman was told by an oncologist that she would be dead within 3 months. And on the 17th day of our working with her, she got well. And she got well by understanding her relationship with her husband and deciding not to put up with nonsense anymore.
And that altered her cells and her breathing. And it's an interesting, you know, for each person listening, I know for myself, seeing things differently relationally, like seeing what I would call the relational field, and how people could actually deepen their love rather in many cases divorcing, really altered the whole I saw relationship and impacted
well, it was kind of fun because it impacted a lot of other people. And it really, I discovered, I guess, a different purpose, what I would call relational transformation. In your work, how many times when someone would come to you, and I know people come around the world for like the pain and other, you know, syndromes that no one's come up with something for, you know, how much relationally would you say is a factor? How many people come to you because having a non-forgiveness or there's something going on in their lives they don't feel resolved about? How much that plays into these hidden illness syndromes, even things like Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's disease? How much of those things energetic or attitudinal or stress-related? What would you say?
I would say conservatively 90%. Now, there are genetic predispositions, but basically genes can be turned on or off by your attitude. If your attitude sucks, well, you're more likely to turn on deaf genes.
So how does one – so someone's listening right now and they feel they're in a syndrome or they're stuck. Is choosing the next – with the next exhale, choose – like what mobilizes a person? What have you found allows a person to make a shift or a leap beyond what they've had a moment ago? What's something that you – I know – I guess I would say your oils. Because I feel the oils, the bliss oils, you should change the brain, I think, within 30 seconds. I was looking for something when I worked with couples. How long?
Well, 30 minutes, really, because
although
smell can have an effect, you have to apply them to the 12 or 13 points of each ring. And biochemically, we can see the change within 30 minutes.
Which is pretty, which I think people say antidepressants work within, if you're using a chemical approach, I think it's 30 days, right? So that's 30 minutes. 30 minutes is pretty significant.
Well, now, there are a lot of people who are very, very, very stuck in not forgiving and not letting go of past trauma. And for them, it takes an hour, not with the bliss oils, but with past life therapy. I've often said if I had only 1 hour to work with a patient, I would do a past life therapy session.
Wow. So past life would be the most powerful way that you've seen in your work that people could resolve and clear blockages and return to a whole nother, probably maybe even not return, but go to another level of well-being they've never had before.
Exactly. It can literally change them in 1 hour.
I think,
I'd love to ask GP about his sentiments on the same subject. He has a profound technique. GP, would you care to describe?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, and I love the fact that Glenn had talked about the relational field because I essentially boil down everything to a conflict, an inner conflict within ourselves. That, you know, we all have competing elements within us. And we tend to some of those are conditioned responses that we've accumulated, but some of them are very natural. I mean, every human being has the mandate within their system and in the body to survive to be safe. But energetically, we also have this incredible desire for freedom, and it's not hard to see how those can be in conflict with one another. And most of us never actually get to resolve that. We never get to a place where those two are reconciled and actually flow within each other. So we never are, you know, we're either condemning ourselves for some behavior, which is, you know, the lack of self-forgiveness and judgment and that sort of thing. And so that compounds over time. This conflict compounds over time because there's this drive. I want to be freer. I want to be whole. I want to be well. And at the same time, it's like, I want everything to be the same. I don't want anything to change. And unless that reconciles, that will eventually escalate, and will become more and more unhappy, and eventually take the shape in the body. It'll take form in the body because these are all very. I mean, you can't really separate our emotional and mental life from the physical life. I mean, it's a continuum. It's really hard to tell where one is going to end and the other begins. When I was a kid, genetics was the absolute, right? That was the card you were dealt. And now we understand that's not true. The potential of the their genetics is vast, almost unlimited, and based on environmental stuff. And when we become conscious, based on our own choices and our engagement with ourselves and our forgiveness of ourselves and others, we turn those genes on. We actually turn off the genes that are causing difficulty and turn on the ones that support liberation. So I call it inner reconciliation because that's where it has to start. And I find that
What's your website? We're going to tell me. I'm sure people get your website. And I also want to welcome back and forward Susie Marie, our food decoder, will be joining us with our new show as we expand our vibrant living network. GP, what's your website? I want to be in touch with you because I'm putting an advisory board about my movie, The Announcement, which is all about not just your revisioning. So we have a resonance around that. So I appreciate you being on. I'm glad that Kai. I love it when another family member turns me on to a new family member. So welcome, people. What's your website?
Thank you. I actually set up a special page just for you. My main website is gpwalsh.com, but if you put a /vibrant after it, it'll take you to a page where you can find several exercises, a video explaining inner reconciliation and the resolution of inner conflict. Yeah.
I look forward to our on the off the air meetings, and I want to welcome you. Your other friend, our mutual family member, who's the other gentleman? Is it Orly? You want to give out your website as well?
Orly's website is beingcommunity.com, B-E-I-N-G, community.com. Orya Pollack.
And Norm? Orya Pollack. And Norm? And I want to talk to you off the air. I want to reach you. I want to talk to you about. I want to incorporate the bliss oils, and I want to put those into our vibrant mastery challenge. I want to speak to you, Norm, about doing a staying young, growing young, growing aware course, healing course with you. And what's how people can learn the latest in the Sheely Genius Wellness System.
Well, of course, the Sapphire Enhanced Scaler is one, but the other is our PEMF device, which produces gamma in the brain. We're into our fourth week of treating 12 narcotic addicts who are in a locked-up facility for their chronic addiction. And we're getting fabulous results, reductions in all kinds.
Wow, this is great.
Thanks.
Wow.
Norm, I'm you keep growing younger and wiser, it seems, moment to moment, and really touching people beyond the conventional for God knows, way past a lot of people, how long people have been alive. So thank you, and I'll be in touch. Everybody else, if you're interested in the movie, The Announcement, which shares the journey of Gordon and Dinah Banks going past 7 years of legal separation, but having an announcement, something that turned their lives around, where they remarry in the deepest love, which is really the story of all of us, really to marry, be in this authentic marriage that's beyond circumstance and appearance, and deepen that love and share that relationship with each other and those around us. So I want to invite you, those who are moved by this, to be part of our cast, to learn about it. I'll be sharing more about The Announcement. Kai, I want to thank you for your bringing on our new Vibrant Living family members and my ongoing appreciation for Dr. Norm, who's a regular part of the panel. Your life's precious and joyous. And Kai, did you want to leave the audience with anything you wanted to share with them today?
Absolutely. I just want to reiterate that we are executing a live casting call. You can find all of the information on Vibrant Living Network's Facebook page, and you can sign up to be considered. And we are really, really looking forward to making the most of this production.
Thanks, Kai. Life precious to be in touch with me personally. We've moved to touch. They want to be part of our Vibrant Mastery Challenge. I'll grow younger and more aware. 413-345-3747. 413-345-3747. Thanks for your listening. Thanks for engaging. And I guess, as I always say, life precious. Enjoy it. Enjoy your week. We'll be in touch. And you'll hear about a new programming upcoming with the Food Decoder, the High Libido Life, and also our continued work talking about the brain
the nervous system and our movement, what I call vibrant movement. Thanks for listening today, and I appreciate you all, GP, Ariel, and of course, Norm. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.